only star that
we are ready when you are.
You.
How to rise good first pitch.
From the floor.
And last but not least, we have Mr. Jason. He is the mayor of Dexter, Missouri. He runs a famous barbecue restaurant in his town called the Hickory Log. He's a lifelong Cardinals fan and is ready to throw a strike.
The next.
Oh, he's going to take it straight from the mound, and we're ready when you are.
I won't look too far ahead.
Oh, that was a great form right there. Good job, Jason. Let's give it up for our first pitches.
But break it down to this next breath, this next step, this next choice is one that I can make.
The umpires for today's game are behind the plate, Matt Bates. At first base, Dane Punzak. And at third base, Cody Oakes. Today's umpires are presented by Southern College of Optometry, helping Memphians see better since 1932.
Redbirds baseball
then I'll make
on this
the
Thursday
choice
afternoon from AutoZone
to
Park.
Hear
just about 3 hours after the original scheduled
11:05
a.m. first pitch finally about to get underway as Ben Johnson and Darren Brown meet with the umpires at home plate. Scheduled education day and plenty of entertainment for them before the ball game. We're about ready to go. Looks like same starting pitchers, same lineups for this game three of the 6-game series.
Fans, today's High Five Tunnel consists of students from Christ the King Lutheran School. It's baseball time in the Bluff City, and here come your Redbirds!
In real life, getting free jeans, good, feeling real nice. Used to think that I was too short or too dumb. Just a newcomer to the game, trying to do something. Used to running after ice cream trucks, but now I just stroll, lace my Nikes up. I'm a nice, clean cut, good looking individual. Filling up a notebook with rhymes when I be in the school. Learn quick, let nobody hear invincible. We feel big, but in reality, we minuscule. Try and make $1 million before I reach my pinnacle. Supernova status from basically invisible. Growing up thinking it was cool to be a criminal. Until I saw a couple homies go down. See, now that isn't me or anything I'm finna be. I want the money, cars, clothes, the kick, and dream. I used to talk to girls that wasn't even into me. Now they hit me up wanting ears and sniff, but nah, I got a girl. And she down for me. My little Juliet chilling on the balcony.
Better image for the Redbirds. Behind the plate, number 47, Yvonne Herrera. And on the mound, number 36, Tommy Parsons.
At the end of the day, I'm just Malcolm.
Leading off the game for Jacksonville, center fielder, number 4, Jake Mangrum.
Originally scheduled first pitch, 11:05, and just took the 2 o'clock hour here at AutoZone Point. This is their home whites, red caps, Jacksonville in their road blue tops and road gray pants. Parsons, the righty, out of the windup, first pitch. On the ground toward first. Lucan Baker there. He steps on the bag. And after the delay, one pitch and one out for Tommy Parsons.
Got him!
Officially a 2-hour, 55-minute delay.
Now batting for the Jumbo Shrimp. Shortstop, number 8, Joey Wendell.
The infield took on more water than expected, and the grounds crew worked tirelessly to get a safe playing surface for these two teams. It looks great now that we've started the ball game. Joey Wendell takes a strike at the top of the zone. Defensive alignment for the Memphis Redbirds. Gomez in left, Mercado in center, Walker in right. Robinson at third base. Mason went short. Julio Caracuto at second base. Baker, you saw him make the play at first. And Yvonne Herrera doing the catching. Tommy Parsons. 0-2 pitch from Tommy. That's upstairs. Again, using the ABS system this afternoon. First three games in this series with the ABS. First time we've used it in the history of AutoZone Park. Ball and two strikes to Wendell. On the ground toward second. Caracuto toward the line and tosses to Baker.
So you get
straight
ground nothing.
To the right side.
You lose. Good day, sir.
Coming to the plate, first baseman, number 12, Charles LeBlanc.
The challenge system in use. Human umpire is scheduled to be Dane Ponczak, who administrated the ABS system behind home plate in game one of the series. He's scheduled to be the home plate umpire tomorrow. First pitch caught on and missed by Charles LeBlanc. Each team will get three challenges. They want to challenge batter, pitcher, or catcher. Immediately tap their helmet. Then they'll check on with the ABS system. Otherwise, a normal ball and strike schedule there. Redbirds coming in at 20-9 on the season. Winners of three straight ball games. Breaking pitches outside. Parsons, the 6'4", 220-pound right-hander from Columbus, Ohio, 26-year-old. He's 3-1. That just missed outside, according to the ABS system. And that's going to be ball four. Charles LeBlanc didn't realize that was the fourth ball of the plate appearance, so he's aboard.
Now batting for Jacksonville, right fielder, number 27, Yerar Encarnacion.
Top of the first inning. Small sample size, but right-handed hitters are 6-for-16 coming in against Tommy. Working out of the stretch for the first time this afternoon. That one's on the corner is trying. We'll have updates for you on the slate around minor league baseball at AAA. The Cardinals score. They're going on as we speak right now as well. 0-1, that's up and in. Plenty of awards handed out across minor league baseball this week. Get to those as well. 1-1, that's up and away. Perfect breaking pitch finds the strike zone. 71 mile an hour curveball. Nice sunny day, a little haze in the sky, but no rain fell during the delay. 2-2 pitch from Tommy. Off the end of the bat, looping liner, right center field. That falls for a base hit. LeBlanc trying to go to third. Mercado going to throw. It's going to be late. Robinson catches it. First to third goes LeBlanc. A two-out base hit from Urar Encarnacion. They're at the corners with two outs.
Now batting for the Jumbo Shrimp, left fielder number 5, Brian Miller.
Brian Miller, left-handed batter. His third game in the series. This game 3 of 6. Lines went down the right field line and foul. Great add to the lineup back on Tuesday. Retired once, but reached base 4 times. Yesterday was 0 for 4 with 2 strikeouts. See his line there. Slight pull shift on him. You have Robinson even with the bag at third. That's fouled away. Parsons in that 2-inning start at Durham, 43 pitches through 22 strikes. Walked 2, struck out 1, allowed 1 hit, no runs. I want to miss his high. Herrera thinks about backpicking Encarnacion at first. Luke and Baker there to cover. This Tommy's 4th start of the year, 5th appearance. His first of the season at Charlotte was a 1-inning relief effort. Is 1-2 pitch. Change up misses low. Loves to use that change up against left handers. We spoke at length about that. His 2 starts, here runs on 1 against no hitter. This is that looping breaking ball. And the ball by guys. Lefty's 208 against him this season. 2-2 pitch, up and away. Jordan Groshans, the third baseman, awaits on deck. They're at the corners, both reaching with 2 out in this inning. After a 2-hour, 55-minute delay. Tommy's 3-2 pitch. Crushed down the right field line. It's fair. It's going to head to the corner. It'll get there. Walker will pick it up. Encarnacion touches third. He's going to come in to score. And 2 out. 2-run double for Brian Miller. Puts the Jumbo Shrimp on top here in the first inning.
Now batting for Jacksonville. Third baseman, number 10, Jordan Groshans.
Middle. He pulled it down that right field line, similar to the foul ball earlier in the plate appearance. 106 miles an hour off the bat. That plates LeBlanc from third, and Encarnacion scores from first base on the two-bagger. And the inning will continue for Groshans. That's RBIs 7 and 8 for Miller at second base. Breaking pitch misses outside. The two-out walk, and LeBlanc came in. So did the two-out single of Encarnacion. 3 straight have reached with 2 outs here. Parsons takes a look at Miller. Finds that target, throws the pitch on the ground. Mason Wynn, the shortstop, looks it in, throws to first in time for the out. All three outs on the ground, but three straight reads with two outs, two of them coming to score on the RBI double from Brian Miller. 2-0 Jacksonville after one half inning.
Fans, take a look at the video board for today's time and temp. Time and temperature is brought to you by Memphis Light Gas and Water. All right, fans, let's turn down to the third base side as we welcome to AutoZone Park today's MC. Take it away, John.
What's up, Redverse fans? Now is time for the most important part of the day. It is time to introduce the best mascot of the MILB, Rocky the Rockin' Redbird.
She said, drink, 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 oh, fiddle-de-dink, I can dance with a drink in my hand.
Make some noise for Rocky the Redbird.
Working for the same time. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, cause I ain't got time to think. Bossa nova, bossa nova. Come on, baby, it's hot in here, and it's oh so cool outside.
Battery Mates for Jacksonville. The catcher, number 15, Santiago Chavez. And on the mound, number 21, Jeff Lindgren.
Working for, I ain't got time for that. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, or I'll find myself another cat. Bossa nova, bossa nova.
Give it all I can give. I made it hot at the crib.
Leading off the bottom of the first for the Redbirds, shortstop number 5, Mason Wynn.
Redbirds coming to play here in the bottom of the first inning, trailing 5-2. They'll face right-handed pitcher Jeff Lindgren, 6 foot 1 inch, 195-pound right-handed pitcher, 26-year-old from Champaign, Illinois. Right-hander rocks fires. His first pitch to Mason Wynn. Right at the knees, called for strike one. Redbirds lineup today, Mason Wynn, Yepez, Gomez due up in the first three. Already chasing two. And that hits Wynn on the helmet. Hopefully he's okay.
Wait, hold up.
Stepping into the batter's box, the designated hitter, number 68, Juan Yepes. Brings up Juan Yepes, the designated hitter. Three homers, 14 driven in for the right-handed batter. Lindgren out of the stretch. His first pitch is upstairs. Fastball, slider, changeup, and sinker. The repertoire for the right-handed pitcher, the man that made his major league debut this season. Made one appearance for Miami, five innings pitched. Four runs on four hits, walked three, did not strike anybody out. Breaking ball misses low. Played collegiately at Illinois State University. 24th round pick back in 2019. Swing and a miss there. This is his second season playing with Jacksonville. Last year he made 14 appearances with the Jumbo Shrimp, 12 of them in Double-A as well with Pensacola. Really good there in Double A at 3.15 ERA, Triple A at 5.20 earned run average. That's up and away. Dale. 3-1 to Juan Yepes, the slugger, takes one up and away. Ball four, first to have reached via the free pass.
When I was
walking in Memphis. I was walking with my feet 10 feet.
Now batting for the Memphis Redbirds, left fielder number 31, Moises Gomez.
Si no me va a matar, me va a fortalecer. Si lo puedes soñar, lo puedes hacer. Tú lo puedes lograr.
Has tripled in this series. The team leader in triples has two of them, two of the four Redbird three baggers this season. Redbirds will take one of those here. Is that one? An ABS strike, sweeper that caught the extreme bottom portion of that strike zone. Swing and miss. Lundgren made two appearances against the Redbirds last season, both of those at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark in Jacksonville. Both of them right around five innings. His first appearance, he got a win. 5 1/3 as he gets Gomez to swing and miss here. For
Versace, Versace, Medusa head on me like I'm Illuminati.
Coming to the play, your nobody trashes Tennessee. Cleanup hitter, right fielder, number 18, Jordan Walker.
He give me the dozen, I know that they mighty. Whoa.
Young prospect Jordan Walker steps into the right-handed batter's box. Second game here in his career at AutoZone Park. Breaking pitch is fouled back. Had an off day during the day game yesterday. After playing back on Tuesday night. In that ball game, Jordan walked in the first inning and scored. After that, he was 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. First and second, one out here. Redbirds trail by two, bottom of the first. Up and in. Secret 89. Interesting test for especially the starting pitchers and their routines, getting ready for the game and then had to sit through a delay. The best part is, though, that neither of them actually started throwing before the game, before they understood that there were going to be at least some amount of a delay. So neither team burned a starting pitcher. 2-1. Breaking pitch is fouled down the right field line. Looks like both starting pitchers, Tommy Parsons and Jeff Lindgren, got through their full on-field routines before we started this bowl game at 2 o'clock. But the refined strike zone, somewhat elusive for both pitchers in the first inning. As that one's at the knees, called strike three. A sinker caught the outside corner as well.
Stepping into the batter's box for Memphis, the catcher, number 47, Ivan Herrera.
Catcher Ivan Herrera. In the air, right side and out of play. Herrera's driven in 8 this season. Watches one upstairs there. Damn for him yesterday as well. Trace Herrera is in his spot, in the catcher's spot. Ivan in game one walked and was 0-for-3, scored a run. 2-1 pitch to him here. Breaking pitch is inside. Mason Wade led off the bottom of this inning, was hit by a pitch right in the back of the helmet. Stays in the game, he's at second base running. Yepes walked following him, he's at first. Herrera can look one pitch and look to drive it here, 3-1. Crushed down the left field line. That's going to get to the wall. Mason Wynn's going to score easily. Juan Yepes, he's going to get the stop sign at third base. Two out double from the catcher, Herrera. And the Redbirds cut the deficit.
Strolling up to the plate for the Memphis Redbirds, first baseman number 44, Lucan Baker.
We'll come to the plate in Lucan Baker. Chance to do more, two out, first inning damage. Takes one up. In the first inning with two outs on Tuesday, he doubled. Very similar double to Ivan Herrera, except he drove in two to make it 3-0. Another one of those will make it 3-2 here in the first inning this afternoon. Watches one at the knees, called a strike. Cardinals announced that before the ball game today that he was St. Louis Cardinals Minor League Player of the Month of April. And that launches that one low. Ten home runs in that month. Won the Redbirds in so many categories. Also led all Cardinals minor leaguers in a number of categories as well. Three-one count on the big right-handed slugger. Two-run home run for him last night. That one in the air, down the right field line. Long run for Encarnacion, falling fast. That ball is going to be caught. Came from all the way in right center field, sprinting the whole way and makes the catch right near the line.
Hey, Redbirds fans, Sweet and Boozy Ice Cream has arrived, located just behind Section 103. Sweet and Boozy serves up four incredible ice cream flavors, five booze-infused flavors for our adult fans, and three social media crazy Thunder Cups that you can snap some pictures with. Make sure to stop by today and get your sweetness on.
All right, let's send it down to John for a fan game.
What's up, fans? It is time to play one of our famous games. It is called Bozo Buckets, Coke Bozo Buckets. So our friends here with ICCS, they will be trying to get these basketballs right here into this bucket. Are you guys ready? Yeah? All right, here we go. On the count of three, when I say go, you're going to try to get those baskets from right there, and you're going to try to throw them right there in the bucket. You ready? Ready, set, and go! Oh, almost. Let's see what you got. Let's try it again. Let's try it again. Hey, yo, buddy. Oh, almost. It's your turn. Whoa, he got one. Got one more, one more. Let's see what you got. Oh, it is tied up for the tiebreaker, and they are tied. Can everybody give him a hand clap? Good job, fellas.
Leading off the top of the second for Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, second baseman number 13, Jacob Amaya.
Somehow I cannot hide.
Top of the second inning here. Tommy Parsons out for the top of the second inning. Tommy Rocks fires, pitch outside. One oh pitch, Parsons fires a strike on the outside corner. Jacob Maya at the plate, 2-1 here in the top of the second inning. Jacksonville with the lead. They scored two with two outs in that top half. That one in the air, hit pretty well out toward left field. Gomez back, reaches up, jumps, can't make the catch. It's off the wall, and strolling into second, Jacob Amaya, a leadoff double.
A Coming to the plate, designated hitter, number one, Kobe Fletcher Vance.
Right over the heart of the plate, drove it, hit it well. Second double for Jacksonville, their third base hit, and their third runner is in scoring position. Kobe Fletcher Vance, his fifth game with Jacksonville this season. Swing and miss. First game of this series so far in his previous four games, 308 average, striking one. That's with nobody on and a runner at second base here. Pretty warm day here at AutoZone Park. Game time temperature was 66 degrees and sunny, but it feels a lot warmer than that with the sun beating down. Very nice afternoon for baseball with the wind blowing slightly out. That's up and away. Parsons so far, 31 pitches, 17 strikes, 14 balls. That's 66 degrees and sunny, the official game time temperature. Currently, it is 78 degrees here in Memphis. 1-2. Check swing, went around and...
I'm swinging.
Coming to the plate, the catcher, number 15, Santiago Chavez.
Chavez, the catcher. Takes a strike. Pinch ran for Austin Allen in the ninth inning. Scored what was the tying run in that ninth. Started on Tuesday. 0-1. Breaking pitch. Slow, but up and in. The ABS system in terms of what the fans can see at the ballpark down the left field. That's fouled away. Parson steps off, he comes back. Now it's time called by Chavez. One ball and two strikes. Top of the order on deck. Tommy would love to face them with two outs in that runner still at second base. It was a leadoff double from Jacob Amaya. On the ground towards short, Mason Wynn looks the runner back. Sidearm throw to Baker. That'll get that job done. Two outs for that top of the order and that runner holds at second.
Top of the order for Jacksonville, center fielder number four, Jake Mangan.
For the 5 outs on the ground for Tommy. That time a fastball middle-middle, similar to the pitch that was roped down the right field line by Brian Miller for a double. Back in that first inning, brought home two runs. This time a 90-mile-an-hour ground out to short. Pull shift on Jake Mangan here. That one on the ground towards second. Juniel Caracuto, sidearm toss, just in time. Good hustle down the line by Mangum. But couldn't beat the throw. Scoreless inning for Tommy Parsons, still 2-1 after an inning and a half.
Coors Light is the official light beer of the Memphis Redbirds and the proud sponsor of the Redbirds Chill Zone, located along the first base side. All right, fans, it's time to head back down to John for a fan game. Take it away, John.
What's up, fans? It's time to play our AutoZone Windshield Wiper Challenge, and I have me a friend with me today. What's your name?
Caroline.
We have Caroline with us today, and she's going to be guessing what's on the screen. So the goal is to look on the screen, and there'll be something blurry, okay? And you got to figure out what that picture is. Are you ready, Caroline? Memphis fans, are you guys ready? Yeah? All right, let's do it. What you think it is so far?
Cinderella's castle.
On the first try. She says Cinderella castle. You want to keep trying? You want to see where it go? Cinderella castle. You got it right. Good job, Caroline. Everybody say good job, Caroline. Good job.
Fans, make sure you go to the Redbirds team store located right by the front gates and check out all the new stuff we have this year. On the field hats, team polos, jerseys, and more. Stop by the team store right now or after the game.
I'm your amor. You tell me that it's red. I'm your amor. Where should I put my shoes? I'm your amor. You say, put them on your head. I'm your amor.
Leading off the bottom of the second, second baseman, number 13. Between us. Center fielder, number 8, Oscar Mercado. I can write a book on how to work.
Bottom third of the lineup for the Memphis Redbirds here. Oscar Mercado leads things off, takes a strike from Jeff Lindgren. Memphis scoring a run in the bottom of the first inning to cut the deficit in half. Jacksonville scoreless in the top half of this inning. Tommy Parsons getting a strikeout and a pair of ground outs after the leadoff double. Mercado late on strike two. Oscar 12 stolen bases just over a month into this season. Has four of them, two in each ballgame so far in the series. 0-2 pitch crushed out towards center field. Mangum sends him back. It's going to be off his glove. He caught it! Oh, my! Tipped it in the air with the glove, came back down and swatted it with the leather.
Stepping up to the plate, second baseman, number 28, Juniel Caracuto.
Send it to Bristol. The man that played college baseball in Starkville at Mississippi State grew up in Flowood. He's going to have another try here off the bat of Julio Caracuto. That one much easier for him.
Now batting for the Redbirds. Third baseman, number 13, Errol Robinson.
Unreal. Nine-hole man Errol Robinson takes one outside. That's crushed into left. That's a base hit. Errol heating up. He's thinking two out of the box, but he'll hold up with one. A deep turn.
Top of the order for the Redbirds. Shortstop, number 5, Mason Wynn.
I keep a pole in the wheel, cut a lot of these out here in me. It ain't no horn and clear, none of my dogs. What Tennessee?
Gonna see him stay in the ball game after wearing one on the helmet in his first plate appearance. Back pick, Mercado dives back safely. Chavez always going to watch him, or I should say that's Errol Robinson over there at first. He has great speed as well. Kind of have a feeling that Jacksonville going to watch the Redbirds base runners after four stolen bases yesterday, including a double steal. Wynn takes one outside. Oh, catches the corner for a strike. A that's another thing with the ABS system, and neither good nor bad. It's just some balls that catchers usually can tell by the body language. If someone hits their spot, the catcher's going to make it look good. If they miss their spot, they're going to catch it like off to the side like Chavez just did. But if it clips any part of the strike zone, it's a strike. 2-1. Allen's lined back up the box into center field. Robinson, he's going to try to go first to third. Mangum, his throw is going to go into third, but cut off by Wendell. Back-to-back, two outline drives.
Wait, something wait. Doing hold up. Yeah,
I got a God, don't change with the season. Stepping in for the Memphis Redbirds, designated hitter, number 68, Juan Yepes.
Yepes walked his last time. That one misses up and in. Strike on the corner. Went to that sweeping breaking ball. Yepes struggled in his first handful of games back down at AAA after being optioned by St. Louis, but since he's really played well with the bat in the batter's box. Is that one long? Been alternating most days with Moises Gomez DHing. Today it's DH Yepes, Gomez at left. Yesterday Yepes was in left. Gomez actually got the night off. 2-1, crushed down the left field line, but that's going to head to the berm. Two balls, two strikes, two out, two on. Bottom two, outside, full count. Yepes trying to tie up the ball game here. Could do more with any extra bases. Yepes slightly choked up. Wind goes, swing and miss, breaking ball, strike three. Chavez hangs on, that ends the inning. Redbirds strand a pair, including the tying
hey
run.
Hey, Redbirds fans,
third.
Be sure to stop by the grab-and-go locations behind sections 105 and 106 for all your favorite drinks, including Simply Spiked, Twisted Tea, Coors Light, Shiner Bock, Zen Water, and more. Stay hydrated and go Redbirds.
These empty halls. All right, fans, turn your attention to the video board for the match game. Pay attention to the icons behind each box and see if you can find the matches. All right, fans, do you know where the two matches are?
Don't know if I'm elated or gassy.
If you guessed 1 and 9, you were correct. Thank you for playing the match game. Saturday, May 20th, is the first fireworks night for the 2023 season. Come out and watch as we light up the night sky with the best fireworks show in the Mid-South for the first time in 2023. For tickets and more information, go to MemphisRedbirds.com.
thinking, thinking about you. Every single day, guess I'm really missing you. And all those
leading off the top of the third for Jacksonville, shortstop number 8, Joey Wendell.
Wendell will start off this top of the third inning for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Redbird stranding a couple of runs in scoring position in that second inning. Wendell takes his strike. Tommy Parsons back out there on the mound. Working into the third for the first time since being activated off the injured list last week. It's right on the, nope, just misses inside, a sinker. That one's on the ground. Mason Wynn, the shortstop, hurries the throw, but it's on target to Lucan Baker.
Coming to the plate, first baseman, number 12, Charles LeBlanc.
Charles LeBlanc at the plate. He walked and scored in that first inning on the two-run double from Brian Miller. Slight pull shift on him. Breaking ball, Anthony is called a strike. In the air, right center field, Mercado. Walker calls him off. Right fielder makes the catch. Two out.
Go!
Coming to the plate, right fielder, number 27, Yerar Encarnacion.
Yerar Encarnacion hit a home run in game one of the series in the seventh inning. It was a solo shot off Ryan Lutis. Breaking pitch, Anthony is a strike. That was his fourth long ball of the year. He singled earlier in this ball game and came in to score with two out. That's how the Jumbo Shrimp got out to their 2-0 lead. Now it's 2-1 after the first. One-one. That's upstairs. Here are the OPS nearing 1,000. Fastball's up and in. Three one pitch from Parsons, swing and miss. Climb the ladder with that four seam fastball. Count is full. Parsons looking for that first and elusive 1-2-3 inning. He's retired 5 in a row after the leadoff double. Off the bat of Jacob Amaya to lead off that second inning. Three till off the end of the bat, he stays alive. Plenty of day games in this series. Had one yesterday. We were scheduled for a morning ball game today. Of course, pushed back 2 hours and 55 minutes. Day game on Saturday. Same thing on Sunday. Another 3-2. Same result. Of course, a lone night game left in the series is tomorrow night, 7:05, Cinco de Mayo festivities at the ballpark. First 1,500 fans get a Sugar Skulls t-shirt, among other things, as that's rolled through the middle of the infield, a two-out base hit for Yerar Encarnacion. He's 2-for-2, and the inning continues for
Miller. Now at the plate, left fielder, number 5, Brian Miller.
For the originally scheduled portion of this ballgame, we had around 3,000 students in attendance. Many of them have returned to school. Most of them are having that school day end by now. Had some weather presentations. Plenty of on-field activities for them. They've had a great time out here at AutoZone Park despite the delay. Oh, one to Miller. Low.
Everybody clap your hands. Clap, 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 clap your hands. Clap, 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 clap your hands.
In addition to those Cinco de Mayo festivities tomorrow, we'll also have $5 margaritas at the ballpark, a $5 taco deal, an all-you-can-eat taco deal. 1-1. That one's crushed out toward right. Going to send Walker in. He's going to make the catch.
Sit down in your seat.
Another zero. Redbirds chasing that one run.
Baseball fans, Zen Water is the official water of the Memphis Redbirds. You can get your Zen Water at any concession stand on the main concourse. All right, fans, it's time to stand up and show us your muscles. It's time for the Flex Cam. Let's see those muscles, guys. Thank you for playing the Flex Cam. Fans, be sure to scan the QR code on the video board to enter your baseball or softball team for a chance to win a free Whataburger Field of Dreams experience. All team members will receive a free ticket to the game and have the opportunity to take the field with the Memphis Redbirds. Leading off the bottom of the third, left fielder, number 31, Moises Gomez.
Moises Gomez, who's got that swinging power. Nobody on the first inning will lead us off. Moises Gomez, who's got that swinging power. Nobody
out of the first inning will lead us off here in the bottom of the third. 2-1 Jacksonville over Memphis. Game 3 of 6. On the ground off the end of the bat. Communication, Wendell, talks, throws, not in time. Great stretch at first by LaFleur.
Versace Medusa head on me like on Luminati. I know that you like it. Versace my neck and my wrist.
Coming to the plate, your nobody trashes Tennessee. Clean up hitter, right fielder, number 18, Jordan Walker.
Ball on his feet, so makes sense for Wendell to play on the backhand. Just couldn't get enough of him.
I mean, I just love the Versace, though.
Tying run aboard for Jordan Walker. Versace. He also struck out, but looking in that first. Walker stands tall in that batter's box. Strike at the knees. Jordan's lone RBI at AAA on this stint was a home run at Durham. That's in the dirt stop by Chavez. And is blowing out with consistency here at AutoZone Park, directly to center. With that win, you can see the flight path at Memphis International Airport is directed planes to fly across the outfield here at AutoZone Park, just along the horizon. 1-1, swing and miss. Ball and two strikes on Walker. He'll go inside.
Yeah.
Looks like some pitch calm issues for Jeff Lindgren. Those seem to be sorted. They'll restart that pitch clock. 19 seconds with Moises Gomez at first base. One ball, two strikes on Jordan Walker. That's upstairs. Ivan Herrera, the RBI double in the first inning. He's on deck. Still nobody out in this inning. Lindgren's 2-2 pitch. In the air, shallow right center. And I mean shallow right center. Encarnacion makes that catch.
Muchos están fronteando con lo ajeno. Los eventos míos siempre están llenos. Desde que empecé soy jugador franquicia. Ustedes solamente son rellenos.
Coming for the Memphis Redbirds, the catcher, number 47, Ivan Herrera.
Estoy haciendo tickets por el extranjero. Muchos están fronteando con lo ajeno. Los eventos míos siempre están llenos.
Herrera clubs one foul. That'll head to Union Avenue. That one hit well out toward left. That ball is going to go. Ivan Herrera.
Fans, that home run by Ivan Herrera, what his third home run of the season. Coming to the plate, first baseman, number 44, Lucan Baker.
Baker drives one to left center. Mangum will come in and make the catch. Herrera drives to the home run to bring home Moises Gomez, who led off the inning with a single.
Stepping into the batter's box, center fielder, number 8, Oscar Mercado.
Double in that first inning for Mason Green, the third. 2 for 2, 2 extra base hits, and 3 driven in for the Redbird catcher. Breaking ball is low and away. On Mercado crushed a ball to center field. His last time, that tremendous play by Jake Mangum in center field where he tipped it off his glove, tipped it up in the air, swatted at it, caught it with the palm. Checks his swing. It's called a strike by the ABS system. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, none on. Mercado fouls it away. Fly to right, home run, and fly to center field in the frame for the Redbirds. Memphis, the first 2 weeks of the season, they were in the bottom of the International League in home run totals as this one's driven out toward left. That ball is going to carry, and that ball's going to go! Mercado, first time, hits it
that
deep.
Solo shot by Oscar Mercado is his second home run of the year. Stepping in for the Redbirds, second baseman number 28, Puniel Caracuto.
Redbirds in that home run total have climbed the International League ranks. There's a strike. Cuneo Caracuto has four of them this season, but the start of play today, Redbirds were tied for six with 37 home runs. They now have 39. That's outside. This is game number 30 of the season for the 20-9 Memphis Redbirds. Four runs on six hits against Lindgren. On the ground, sharply through the infield, a base hit.
Now batting for your Memphis Redbirds, third baseman number 13, Errol Robinson.
Doubles, a stolen base, a run scored, two runs batted in. That walk-off in yesterday's ball game, his first action of the series. That's up and away. Played collegiately, of course, at nearby Ole Miss. And the Ole Miss fans still adore him. Guy that was always well-spoken, always energetic for that fan base. And when they saw his walk-off on social media yesterday, that fan base really erupted. Guy that was picked up from the Sussex County Miners last season. Cardinals sent him to Springfield last year to end the year. Sussex County plays in the Frontier League, an independent baseball league. Errol originally drafted by the Dodgers, spent some time in the Red system as well. That's on the corner of strike. But now back in affiliated baseball and starting to heat up for the Redbirds. We'll call time with the 2-2 count and two out. Caracuto leads it first. Three runs in the third for Memphis. Swing and miss, strike three. Pair of home runs, the solo shot from Ivan Herrera. I should say two-run shot from Herrera.
For over 20 years, Mid-South Ponds has been building and maintaining beautiful water features for both residential and commercial clients in the Mid-South. Turn your outdoor space into a relaxing oasis today with Mid-South Ponds. All right, fans, one more time. Let's head down to John for a game on the field.
What's up, Redbirds fans? It is time to play our famous three-legged race by First Horizon, all right? We have my friends here. Right here we have a couple friends ready to run right here and go right to my friend Bailey, okay? All right, are you guys ready? Yeah, first person that make it all the way to the end wins. All right, you got to make sure you tap, okay? On the count of three. One, two, three, go! Oh, it looks like... Is it Wesley and Ben? It looks like Wesley and Ben has won the race. Good job, Wesley and Ben. Everybody cheered on for Wesley and Ben. Need the connection, but you can't get close.
Painting stars up. Fans, make sure you come out early on May 25th and get your Memphis Redbirds bucket hat. That's right. We'll be giving away 1,500 Memphis Redbirds bucket hats on May 25th. For information and tickets, go to MemphisRedbirds.com. And every Sunday in the Coors Light Chill Zone, the Memphis Redbirds will be hosting brunch. Get food, bottomless mimosas, and Bloody Marys. Leading off the top of the fourth for Jacksonville, third baseman number 10, Jordan Groshans.
Redbirds gave Tommy Parsons the lead. He's going to be back out there for the top of the fourth. 54 pitches for the right-hander. He'll face Jordan Groshans for the second time. He'll take a strike at the knees. Bottom four in the order. Redbirds now getting a right-hander to start to toss down in the bullpen. Two home runs for Memphis in the bottom of the third. The catcher, Herrera, gave them the lead with a two-run shot. Center fielder Mercado. Solo shot to left to make it 4-2. Breaking pitch in the dirt, stopped by Herrera. Three runs on four hits. One left for the Redbirds in that third inning. Time called just as Tommy got into that windup. Roshan's using the one he can call in this plate appearance. One of those new rules for the pace of play at the start of the season. Pitch clock the same that we had last year, pretty much, as that's lined off the screen. The difference is, of course, the disengagement rule. You can only disengage from the rubber twice in a plate appearance if you're a pitcher. If anybody's on base a third time, it has to end in and out. Otherwise, it functions like a block, 2-2 inside ball three. Batter gets one timeout. Of course, now using that ABS system, the bigger bases as well. Full count pitch. Popped up on the infield. Baker, first baseman in foul territory. Roshan's avoids him running down the line.
Can I leave right now? It's the end of you and me.
Stepping up to the plate, second baseman number 13, Jacob Amaya.
Jacob Amaya led off the second inning with a double, was stranded at second. Singer just down. Chance for Mercado in center field. Carrying to right center. Reaches out the glove. It's just out of his reach. Amaya sprinting out of the box. He's going to have a triple as the throw from Walker. Thrown all the way from right center field and had to be cut off by Baker.
Now batting designated hitter, number one, Kobe Fletcher Vance.
Double and a triple for him in two plate appearances. Long run for Oscar. Walker with a great arm picks up the ball. That might be it for Tommy Parsons. Going to get a right-handed reliever in. Again, just the second appearance for Tommy since coming off the injured list. 65 pitches hits his limit.
Take your makeup off, let your hair down, take a breath, look into the mirror at yourself, don't you like it?
Fans, tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo. Join the Memphis Musica as we celebrate with margaritas, Spanish-themed music, and a Sugar Skull t-shirt giveaway. Halloween might be a few months off, but we are celebrating early. Come out to the ballpark this Saturday and enjoy pregame festivities like trick-or-treating, pregame costume parade, spooky on-field games, and more. For more information or tickets, go to MemphisRedbirds.com.
Anytime you want it to stop, I know I can treat you.